We hear again the reading from Genesis 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers in their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear, I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. In the name of Jesus. A strange statement by Joseph. Am I in the place of God? But maybe it's not really that bad of a question. Joseph's brothers were asking him to forgive them. Will he? He says at that point, "Am I in the place of God?" We know some of the history. We remember it from Sunday school. Joseph's brothers had tried to kill him. Then they sold him into slavery so that he ended up a slave in Egypt. Then they lied to their father about why their brother Joseph was missing. Then, unknown to them, Joseph becomes a big man in Egypt over the whole government. Then, back home in Canaan, a famine, and Joseph's family is now starving to death. Then his brothers come to Egypt in search of food, their very survival. Then there's some more details, but the long and short is the brothers find out how Joseph is now a big man and not a slave. And they ask him for forgiveness. We might even say they grovel. Quoting the father, whether he really said this or not, it's not clear. They may have made it up. But please forgive the transgression of your brothers, Joseph, and their sin because they did evil to you. Please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. Genesis 50, 17. Only God can forgive sin. We know that. He's our creator. Every sin, no matter whom it's against, is ultimately and fully against him. That's when Joseph answered, "Am I in the place of God?" If only God can forgive sins, though, how will God do that? How will he forgive sins? And actually, that question goes for everything God does. How does God feed people, even the people he loves? How does he give shelter from storm, protection from violence, relief from sickness? It's one thing to say that God does these things and to call upon him in prayer for them, but how will he do them? And our Lord teaches us how to pray. Our Father, he says to pray, and then give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses. And of course, we know that this daily bread that our Lord gives us to pray for is not just the simple slice of bread dropped in the toaster. It includes, as we teach our children in the catechism, it includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, and the rest that we remember memorizing. So if our Lord is giving us all of this provision of daily bread, we can ask how. Our Lord gave Joseph's brothers all the provisions of daily bread. How? Our Lord worked through that remarkable chain of events, including Joseph's incredible rise to authority in Egypt, including the famine in Canaan, including the desire of the father who, as he was dying. Our Lord used all of this to finally bring the guilty brothers to the feet of Joseph in Egypt, where Joseph could then do the Lord's work and supply them with food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, and all else pertaining to their daily needs. The prayer to the Lord is for daily bread, For Joseph's brothers, the Lord provides that daily bread using Joseph. In that way, in regard to his brothers, Joseph acts as God's hands on earth, we might say. Joseph is indeed in the place of God, God's servant, his man on earth to love and care for neighbor. We too are given to pray to our Lord for daily bread. Father, give us our daily bread. How does our Lord do this toward us and our families? We know how. He does it, we might say, instrumentally, through those he has created, both those who have faith in him and those who don't. The carpenter builds a house to protect the family from the cold, but the lumberman provided the wood to the carpenter. The machinist built the table saw the carpenter uses. The restaurant provides the food for the carpenter as he's building the house. The farmer grows the corn to feed the cattle, to come to the butcher to provide the hamburger meat our family gets from the grocer. These are hands of God providing us daily bread. Daily bread includes the petition to our Lord to give us health. In that petition, we are praying, whether we think about it or not at the time. We're praying for the nurse at the hospital, for the doctors and the researchers at the drug company looking for medication or vaccine to serve us. These are hands of God providing daily bread for our families. How will the Lord provide us with daily bread? He uses simply people. He uses us as his servants. He gives vocations to provide food and drink, house and home, transportation and trade, law enforcement and defense. All these vocations we see around us and in which we ourselves are involved, these are God's ways of working through human hands in our world to provide daily bread to families. Are we in the place of God? Well, yes, in this way, we actually are. It's like that old quote by Martin Luther when he speaks of how when the Lord wants the child's dirty diaper changed, he does it by using the hands of the mother or father. We are in God's place, his servants, to serve our neighbor with the Lord's care. But when Joseph asked his brothers, "Am I in the place of God?" the question was specifically about forgiving their sins. How will the Lord give the forgiveness of sins to Joseph's brothers? The brothers had just asked Joseph to forgive their evil against him. Will Joseph forgive? Yes, he forgives them. As the text says, he comforted them and spoke kindly to them, Genesis 50:21. Only God, though, can forgive sin. But he forgives the brothers through the mouth of Joseph. Joseph is in God's place, his servant, appointed by the Lord to dispense his gifts on earth. So that the sins forgiven on earth by the mouth of a human are forgiven in heaven by the Lord who placed that mouth here on earth to speak the Lord's word of forgiveness. So we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." This is God forgiving sin on earth, using our mouths as his instrument to dispense his gift of forgiveness and life. Only God can forgive sins, but he does it through a spoken word from mouth to ear, even using our mouths. He does it through the word of gospel spoken at a baptism, through the word of promise delivering God's own body and blood in Holy Communion. He does it by appointing a pastor to pronounce absolution here on earth. He does it by setting his people here on earth to release sins. In proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified for the sinner, in speaking the forgiveness of sins, in releasing guilt, we find ourselves set by God in his place for us to deliver the most precious gift of all, the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting, all as a gift of grace from our Lord Jesus. To refuse, then, to forgive sins is to rob God of his prerogative of grace. To refuse to forgive sins is to claim not that we are placed by God to serve out his gifts, but to claim instead that we are acting on our own, judging as we choose to judge, holding sins when we think we want to, refusing grace according to our own judgment. Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times, said Peter. Matthew 18:21. Jesus said, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. That is, forgive sins past what you can even count. Forgive sins freely and abundantly. Forgive sins. Hold on to no guilt. Cover in no shame. As your Father in heaven forgives you and releases your guilt and covers you in the honor of his Son's holy blood. We forgive sins, for our Father in heaven forgives us, and he makes us his servants. In the name of Jesus, amen.